You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. We actually got a text from a guy yesterday. Tim was his name. And he sent us a text saying, hey, boys, I'm actually at Best Portuguese Chicken right now. If you want me to pick anything up for you, ask my wife, who's still listening in the car.
Wow.
Karen.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Karen, tell Tim to pick up the boys some Best Portuguese Chicken and send it up here.
Come on, let's go here.
Well, I think we missed our opportunity.
Karen. Well, let's double down. Maybe next Wednesday we can have it.
And I hope, you know, I appreciate that. If Karen continued to listen to us, even though Tim was in Best Portuguese Chicken.
So she didn't change the dial.
According to Tim, that's what he's telling us.
That's impressive.
All right, you guys ready for an opening statement from Jerry?
Yes.
So hot. So hot right now. Oops, my bad. Old Jerry's being a dirty dog rewatching the Leafs get spanked by the Bruins. Because nothing makes Jerry friskier than having a second round without any Canadian teams. And my dream final of Columbus versus St. Louis is still alive. Jerry loves small markets and teams without star power. And that's why I'm a Hall of Famer.
Jerry rewatching the Leaf Bruins game.
Naked.
Like it's soft porn.
Mm-hmm.
That is uncalled for.
Saddled up like Bobby Kraft on the couch watching the Leafs.
And jacked Bruins. Up for a Columbus St. Louis Cup final.
Yes. That's his Brazzers.
Can you imagine how disappointing that would be? I mean, you play the games, you go out there, win, good for you. Columbus, St. Louis.
I think Columbus is a really good team.
It's not about that. My point is, Columbus and St. Louis.
Yeah, it's the marketplace.
Like, the NFL just had Boston and L.A. in their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Bay Area is going to be back in the NBA Finals for the fifth time in a row. Probably against maybe Boston, maybe Philly. I mean, I think the Raptors have a real good
maybe
shot.
Toronto.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But still. Anyway, there's still a lot left to be played.
I will say this. If you say the Raptors, that's what people in the States will be saying.
Absolutely.
Oh, can you imagine the Columbia, you know, like that?
But that's the truth. Down in the States, they don't want the Raptors in the NBA
Finals.
You're
right. You're right.
All right, let's get to the hot takes.
Jerry needs a cigarette and a snooze. So let's make this short and sweet. Starting with some rapid-fire Jerrys. What's the percentage on these Leafs having played their last game for the team? Ron Hainsey, Nazem Kadri, William Nylander.
Jerry hopes they're all gone.
All right, so rapid fire. We've never done this before. Three different percentages. We'll start with Ron Hainsey.
40%. I just think he's going to be offered that come back for one more year type deal.
Be farther down in your lineup?
Well, he would hope so, but God knows. That's what we talk about, making adjustments.
I, what's the percentage they played their last? I'm high on this.
What is it, coming back or played their last?
Played their last. That's it for Ron Hainsey.
I'm at 74%. I'm pretty high on this. I think.
You think he's going to retire or sign somewhere else?
I just think that if you're going to reshape your back end, and if there is a little bit of a disconnect between Kyle and Mike, what you do is. He's going to take people away that he doesn't like to see Mike play in certain situations.
I think Hainsey held up well this year.
I think he did.
I think he held up better this year than he did a year ago.
Yeah,
but we said that about Patrick Marleau last year too.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that's why you're playing with fire.
You have to be very careful.
Yep.
And you have to take emotion out of this.
Okay, so if they're done here, I'm 20%. I think there's a chance that he can come back.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're low because you think he is going to come back. You're high because you don't think he will.
I think they're going to reshape the defense, and that's a complete overhaul.
Right. I don't know if it will be a complete. I'm 40%. I think there's a chance he comes back. I think he might retire. I thought he might retire a couple of years ago. But I don't think Ron Hainsey was necessarily the problem.
I'm not saying he was the problem at all. What I'm saying is that he's 38 years old. He's going to play as a 39-year-old.
Yeah, you're playing with fire.
I get it. And you just have to have players have a slot to advance.
Okay. I'm at 40. Nazem Kadri. Chance he's played his last game as a Maple Leaf.
I'm low on this. I'm 6%. I think you got to be careful with emotions and all that. Can you get something for him on a value contract? Absolutely. But
I'm 30%.
You got to be careful because that was one of the things that they did look at was depth down the middle.
I would bring the band back together up the middle of the ice, and he's got a great discount contract. But he's done 2 years in a row. He sewered his team.
Correct.
2 years in a row, and there's no way they're happy with him. There's no chance. And we talked about this trust. Can they trust Nazem Kadri? You know, it's difficult to say that you can right now, but I wouldn't move on unless it's a cap crunch where they're like,
unless your name's Austin Matthews or John, people sniff on everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'll say 50%. I'm a little bit higher than you guys. I would bring him back. But
what did I say? I said 6, didn't I?
Yeah, you're real low. You guys are both real low. You think he's coming back. Yeah. William Nylander, last game as a Maple Leaf.
I'm low on this, too.
I'm 50. I think things could change, and I think it's 50. It's a 50-50 coin flip for me.
No, I'll go 51. I think it's a coin flip, but I think it's closer to him being shipped out because of the number, again. It's not even necessarily, like, it wasn't a good contract negotiation, and then he didn't repay them with his play. I mean, it was a completely wasted season.
You're right, but, you know, pennies on the dollar, technically. And here's the other thing. Kyle promised him he's not going anywhere.
Well, we hear that, like, all the time, right?
I know. But I'm 21%. I think he's coming back.
Lots of spicy takes coming out of Toronto pertaining to Mike Babcock. But Jerry's here to play cooler. Don't overthink this, Leaf fans. Mike Babcock will be the head coach next season.
Babcock, head coach next season.
I'm high on this. I think he comes back. 94%.
85. Guy's got 40. I know you don't get the...
I don't think the money matters at all.
No, I know. I don't,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, my understanding is it's a front-loaded contract anyway. You got paid a lot of money, but that it doesn't matter. MLSE, they'll write a check. See you later.
With all the coaching vacancies that are being filled, who's out there you're going to replace?
That's the thing. Like people it's just Sheldon assume Keefe. It's Sheldon Keefe, but again, I don't know if Sheldon Keefe can coach in the National Hockey League. I don't know.
You got to be careful with success at the AHL level compared to the success at the NHL level. Because they're two different leagues. And I know there's some good coaches, like Travis Green had success at the AHL level. He seems to be taking Vancouver in the right
direction. Well, John Cooper.
But it's just opportunity and the team.
Yep. I'm 80%. I think he's coming back. Yeah. Unless it was predetermined with something that's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
I think he's likely coming back. I'll just, devil's advocate, I'll go a little bit lower than you guys.
No one overreacts quite like the best sports league on earth, the National Hockey League. So we will absolutely panic and implement the ability to review major penalties by the end of next season.
That's how they roll, man. Matt Duchene goes offside. We got to change the whole way the league works. And Gerard Gallant will play the role of Sean Payton. He's going to be yelling and screaming about this.
Now,
every
the NFL
coach's
buckled,
meeting.
Right? The
Absolutely
NFL.
They did. Now you can review pass interference now.
Right.
Sean Payton just kept complaining and kept complaining, and now they've changed the rules.
I think after that butcher job, they're going to do it.
I think so, too.
And I think you have to. Who wants that mess on their hand? I don't want to see that again.
No one wants to see it.
I get it, but we keep butchering.
We keep seeking out perfection. It's not possible.
You don't like video replay, period. I get it.
I
don't want to see that nonsense.
But where do you draw the line?
I've been talking to some management teams, possibly joining groups of managements. I don't want to be a part of a group that happens to.
There you go.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to happen, too.
So what are you yelling at me for?
No, I don't want it to happen. I think the NHL is stupid enough to do it. I think they're going to listen to Gallant and they'll listen. You don't think the you know, the GM's been, the owner's probably been called. The guy's been in the league for 2 years.
All you got to do is just watch the play and say, oh my God.
It was a butcher job. They got it wrong. But they get things wrong all the time.
You're right.
Not that. That's.
I'll say 75%.
I'm high on this. I think the league is going to adjust, and they are reactionary, and it's unfortunate, but there has to be a line drawn. And like when Ray was on in the 5 o'clock hour, early this hour, we're trying to come up with solutions, and we're all over the map. Like you
slippery
have to
slope,
have
man.
It is a
Watch
slippery slope because
for.
Then you're right. Next thing it's high stick.
High
next
stick.
Thing it's this
tripping. Like what? Oh, wasn't a Sloop stick. Foot. He actually, you know, yeah. It was a puck.
I get
foot.
It.
Exactly.
But I believe that's what they're trying to lean towards is get away stuff away from stuff like this. So I'm going to be high on it. 91%.
Kyler Murray. Who's shorter than Jerry, I'll add, will go first overall to Arizona in the NFL draft tomorrow night.
Yeah, a lot of smoke screening, man. I can't wait for tomorrow night, the NFL draft. We may see another Laramie Tunsil maneuver. Who knows?
That would be awesome.
We can only wish.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Cliff Kingsbury, you know, he's a big fan. All the odds out of Vegas are saying Kyler Murray's going first overall. Safe money's on that happening. I'll say 90%.
I'll say 100. I mean,
yeah.
They've already basically...
Well, they still have Josh Rosen, who they took 10th overall a year ago. But they're not showing him a lot of love. He wasn't in the hype videos that got tweeted out.
I'm 100%. I think it's...
He's getting all the hype. Yeah, like, you know, sometimes you don't have to overthink this. If everyone's pointing to it and saying Kyler Murray, after the first pick is where it's a crapshoot. Yeah. You know, all these mock drafts are out, and everyone's like, oh, I know this guy's going here, that guy's going there. There's
it's like Carolina a couple years
no
ago.
Shot.
A couple, like, pictures leaked of Svechnikov taking pictures in a Carolina jersey a week before the draft.
Yeah. Everyone knew he was going.
Yeah.
That's the way it plays out.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry's After Dark coming up in an hour. So we're going to have another take from Jerry.